The war in Iraq has now claimed the lives of more than 2,050 U.S. military personnel. Last September, Sergio Escobar joined the Marines at the age of 17. Last month, he died in a roadside bomb blast near Baghdad. Reporter Gloria Hillard recently visited Escobar's family in Southern California, and she has this report.
On the front porch of Marine Lance Corporal Sergio Escobar's home is a small American flag. It was the gift of two Marine sergeants who recently stood there. Sergio's father, Ricardo Ortiz, first saw the two men in uniform at the end of his driveway.
Right there, I felt like I was going to die because I knew what was going on.
A couple weeks later, the family received another flag. It's folded in the shape of a triangle on the mantle and surrounded by limp flowers left there a couple days too long.
I can talk about him without problem. Even though it really hurts me because he's gone. But I just feel that I was able to raise him a good kid and at least to be able to make his own decisions.
A year ago, at the age of 17, Sergio made a decision to join the Marines. It was something Ortiz talked with him about many times, finding himself in the position of wanting to protect the child while respecting the young man he had become.
Because I used to tell him, you know, why don't you do something else, you know, try to do something else. No, this is what I want to do.
A year later, he would be in Iraq. 4 weeks after he arrived, he was killed in a bomb blast in Ramadi, just outside Baghdad. 2 days before he died, Ortiz received what would be a final call.
He says, but don't worry about me, I'll be home soon. See, now that this happened is when that kind of hurts, because that day, I really felt that he was telling me something. He probably felt something already.
In every room, there are pictures of Sergio with his younger brother, 2-year-old Richard, and his sister, 7-year-old Samantha, who he used to call his kids. There's also the last letter Sergio sent his family, now framed behind glass.
It says, "Tell my mother that I love her, and my brother and my sister too. Take care of my little kids, Pops." He used to call me Pops. He will call me Dad or Pops. He usually called me Pops.
Sergio's mother still finds it hard to talk about her son, but as she looks at pictures of his life, now pasted on a sheet of cardboard, she smiles and points at a chubby-faced boy in kindergarten.
There's a first grade for the high school.
Around her neck, she wears a plastic laminated picture of her son attached to his dog tags. She says before leaving for Iraq, Sergio told his younger sister that if she ever missed him, all she had to do was close her eyes and look in her heart. They were the words the 7-year-old repeated to her mother just the other day.
So when she see me crying, she said, "Don't cry." No, I don't cry. I have something in my eyes. She said, "No. You don't like me, Mommy, but you close your eyes and look at your heart."
For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.